Shalom to all. Today's daf is in Shamir Ola Daf Lamed, and we are starting near the bottom of the Amud with Halacha Zayin, and the Vilna Source's daf is on Tesvav Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marz Mirim Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, back in the day, it was fairly common to put oil on their kalim. Very often, it was with a leather kalim, for example, shoes and pouches and things like that. And this lubricated finally and caused the leather to be nice and soft. So the Mishnah discusses this: kalim shesachim shem and tamei. Kalim, we're just going to use shoes as an example. They were anointed or lubricated with tamei oil, and that makes it tamei. So we put it in the mikvah. And then after it came out of the mikvah, he put some tahar oil on it. Or at first he put tahar oil on it, and then he put tamei oil on and put it in the mikvah. And so in both these scenarios, the kli is currently tahar. And what happened? Now he sees some oil on the shoe. The question is, what is this oil? Is it tahar or tamei oil? Now it's important to note, even though he put the shoe in the mikvah, being metahar it, the tamei oil that was rubbed into it is still considered tamei. If it's chayzer upoilet, it comes back out again, it's going to be metamei the shoe again. The question is this tamei or tahar oil? So Rabbi Elazar says, Achar Rishon Aniba, I go after the first oil that he'd put on, and if the first one was tamei, so then the shoe was tamei, because that's the oil that came out and is on the shoe right now. However, I go after the last oil that he put on. So Gemara asks, Matam Rabbi Elazar, what's Rabbi Elazar's reasoning? And the answer is, and here's the proper girsa, Ha Achroin Metzias Rishon. The second one pushed out the first one. The shoe was already fully soaked with tamei oil, that's our first example, and then when he rubbed the tahar oil into it, that's just too much oil for the shoe to hold, so the shoe spat out. It was pilot the tamei oil. Now there's tamei oil on the shoe, so it's tamei. And obviously the chum hold opposite, and when the second one gets rubbed in, since the first one already filled up the shoe, there simply isn't room for the second one, so it's the second one that comes out, not the first. Now Amar Rabbi Yechon tells us, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Shnei Amar Davar Echad, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer both say the same thing. What's this case of Rabbi Yehuda? Titanin Taman, we learned in a mission over there, this is Meseches Para, and it's regarding the Meichatos. We know that if a person's tamei mace, we take a para haduma, burn it up, we take the ashes, and mix it with mayim chayim, fresh spring water, and that's sprinkled on the person who's tamei. Now, how is the sprinkling done? So a stalk of azov, which is usually translated as hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P, is immersed into this mechatas, and using this stick, the water is sprinkled on the tamei person. And here's the case in the Mishnah. We have a jug that has a very narrow opening, and you have to squeeze the azov to get it in. According to the Hanakama, which is the Chachamim, he could put the stalk of azov in and take it out and sprinkle the person multiple times, and that's perfectly beseder. Whereas if you and Rabbi Yehuda says, Hazaya HaRishayna, it's only okay to do this with the first sprinkling, but not subsequent ones. And why is that? Well, because when the Azov is dipped in and taken out, it has to squeeze through the opening, and Rabbi Yehuda is afraid that the juices that are inside this Azov, it might be called Azov oil, if you will, get squeezed out as well, and then that means that there's Mechatos mixing with Azov oil, and that's a problem. So the first time, we don't have this issue, but all subsequent times, we do have this issue, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, each Azov stock is only allowed to be used once. And so what do we see from here? Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rabbi Yehuda says, and here's the proper gear. That it's the second one that pushes out the first, because when he has his azov that has the mechatas on it, and then he squeezes it through the opening, liquid's coming out. Which liquid is that? The rishon, the first liquid that was in there, namely the natural juices or oils that are inside the azov. That's why it's usher to use to sprinkle more than once. Ken Rabbi Lezer Amar Facha, Rabbi Lezer said the same thing here. It's the second one that causes the first one to come out, and therefore if the first oil is tamei, the shoe that we're discussing over here, again, it doesn't have to be a shoe, it could be any sort of kli, is going to be tamei, because the second oil, which was tahar, pushed out the first oil. But now the Gemara asks, up until here, we could understand Shitas Rabbi Eliezer as referring to where he anointed it or lubricated it on one side, and the oil was found on the other side. As in our case of the shoe, he rubbed the tahar oil on the outside of the shoe, trying to lubricate it and make it nice and soft. And where did he find the oil that came out of the shoe? On the inside of it. So then it makes sense to say that the second oil pushed out the first, because we're finding oil on the other side, on the inside of the shoe. But what about Sachmikan Umatsamikan Ma'amar Bar Blazer? Let's say he had anointed it from this side, he put oil on the outside of the shoe, and then he found oil on the outside of the shoe, not on the inside, but on the outside. What would Rabbi Blazer say to that? Maybe the oil that's on the outside of the shoe is the second one, which is Tahar, and not the first one. Pretty logical to say that. What would Rabbi Blazer hold over here? And the answer is Nishmina Natan. Let's learn from the following. Going back to the case of the Mechatos, it's not ultimately they were talking about a narrow jug that you have to squeeze the Azov into, that's where Rabbi Yehuda has a problem. Laman alpha, laman alpha on top, ela filu seifel. Even if we're talking about a basin or a big cup, even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Shneim, Amru, Davar, Echad, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer hold the same thing. Namely, Rabbi Yehuda asers using an azov a second time, even when the mechatas is in a very large jug or basin, and it's not getting squeezed through an opening, you're still not allowed to use an azov more than once, because we're still afraid of the same thing, that some of the juices of the azov are going to come out. Now, is l'cha meimer taman, are you able to say in that situation, that he anointed it on one side and it came out the other side, loy b'shasach mikan u'matz mikan. Obviously, we're dealing with an azov that's being dipped into a very large basin. Any sort of juices that are going to be secreted out of the azov are going to be compared to the case of sach mikan u'matz mikan, because nothing's being squeezed and there's no sides over here. It's just one little stalk of azov. And still, Rabbi Yehuda asers of hachasot over here in the case of our Mishnah with shitas Rabbi Elazar b'shasach mikan u'matz mikan. Even if he rubs oil on the outside of the shoe and he finds oil on the outside of the shoe, we say that it's the first oil, the tummy one that he put on, and not the tahar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.